And welcome back to WDOT News. With world news, here's Danny.
Sad news the other day from Buckingham Palace. Newly crowned King Charles III was sadly diagnosed with a form of cancer. The palace has not yet confirmed the type of cancer that the king is suffering from. You gotta feel bad for the man. His mom was queen forever. He finally gets his opportunity, then he gets cancer. It is said that the king will pause his public events, but will continue his private meetings. Last Sunday, the king returned to London from Sandringham in Norfolk on Monday morning, and the palace says he has started treatment as an outpatient. Prince Harry, who is currently in the States, said that he will travel to Buckingham Palace to check up on his father. King Charles, 75, remains wholly positive about his treatment and looks forward to returning to full public duty as soon as possible, he added. In other news, the Houthi in Yemen has been attacked by the U.S. to retaliate for Yemen striking ships in the Red Sea. If the Houthis, who have supporters across the region, are able to continue to threaten and fire on ships in some way, they will send signals out to their followers that they are not bowed by the West. This war may break out, but as of now, it looks like it's under control. Now to Rosen with U.S. News.
The U.S. Supreme Court continued to ask questions to decide if Donald Trump can run for re-election. The 14th Amendment blocks officers of the U.S. who took an oath to support the Constitution before engaging in insurrection against the same. What he has done related to this January 6, 2021 Capitol attack has come under scrutiny. His lawyers argue a president is not an officer of the United States, along with other arguments. The U.S. Transfer Department found that travel on the roads has increased 2.1% last year, up to 3.263 trillion miles. This is due to changing conditions, such as people commuting to their jobs again and lower gas prices. Road deaths have decreased 4.5% in the first 9 months of the year. Less crowded roads during COVID led police to give less tickets, encouraging risky behavior among citizens. The Democratic Senator Chris Murphy talked about his hopes for Republicans voting for passing military aid to Ukraine, which no longer has affiliation to the U.S. border. Congress rejected his border security deal yesterday, despite him spending several months negotiating. Now with local news, Wilbur.
Thanks, Rosen. Man in Nassau County accused of hate crimes after allegedly stealing pro-Israel flag and beating up a Long Island homeowner. Police say the incident took a violent turn when the homeowner confronted the suspect. Today, Nassau County Police identify the suspect as 26-year-old Bachir Leniab, an asylum seeker from North Africa. After taking the flag, he said, "Kill all the Jews." The homeowner, Stephen Drive, chased the suspect on foot, then on bicycle, and eventually caught up to him. This is when the fight ensued, and a victim reports, "We have battered about the face and being headbutted during the course of the altercation. This caused concussions, swelling, and substantial pain to his head. The suspect is now under arrest and charged with robbery, assault crimes, and hate crimes." The race for Congress is on between Republican Mossy Phillip and Democrat Tom Suozzi, as the special election in District 4 is on February 13th. District 4 is a swing district spanning from Queens to parts of Long Island that flipped Republican in 2022 after almost a decade under Democratic control. Democrat Tom Suozzi looks to return to Congress after he was a representative under District 4 for 6 years. Meanwhile, Mossy Phillip looks to keep the Republican seat in Congress after George Santos was expelled. Remember, the vote is on Tuesday with a special election. Nassau County, it is your choice. Now with business is Sogard.
Thank you, Jake. The FCC, Federal Communications Commission, outlawed robocalls that contain voices generated by artificial intelligence, a decision that sends a clear message that exploiting the technology to scam people and mislead voters won't be tolerated. The unanimous ruling targets robocalls made with AI voice cloning tools under the Telephone Consumer Protection Act, a 1991 law restricting junk calls that use artificial and pre-recorded voice messages. The announcement comes as New Hampshire authorities investigate AI-generated robocalls that mimicked President Joe Biden's voice to discourage people from voting in the state's first-in-the-nation primary last month. Bad actors are using AI-generated voices in the unsolicited robocalls to extort vulnerable family members, imitate celebrities, and misinform voters, FCC Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel said in a news release. The power of AI is truly scary and needs to be put to a stop. Now with sports, Zyler. Take it away, Sam.
Today in the sports room, with the NBA trade deadline, the New York Knicks traded with the Detroit Pistons. The trade consisted of Quinn Grimes, Evan Fournier, Malachi Flynn, and 2 second-round picks for the Pistons. The Knicks received Bojan Bogdanovic and Alex Burks. With the Knicks tying the Bucks for third in the East, they play tonight against Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks at MSG. Bogdanovich and Burks are expected to join the Knicks Saturday night when they play the Pacers at home. NHL news is the Rangers are in second in the Eastern Conference behind the Bruins, who are in first. The Islanders are struggling at ninth in the East. In the soccer world, the World Cup finals in 2026 are planned to be played at MetLife, New Jersey, New York. Upcoming is the 2024 Copa America in June, along with the Summer Olympics that are taking place in Paris. The opening ceremony will take place on July 26th. This Sunday, the 49ers take on the Chiefs in Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas. With the Super Bowl preview, here's Owen Lang.
On Sunday, February 11th at 6:30, the Chiefs and Taylor Swift look to take down the 49ers in CMC in Super Bowl 58. BetMGM says that the 49ers are 2-point favorites. The over-under on the game is 47.5 points. Patrick Mahomes is looking to have an outstanding game with his over at 229.5 passing yards and over 2.5 touchdowns. McCaffrey is also expected to have a big game with his over being 120, and he is a minus 110 for an anytime touchdown scorer. After the disaster of last year's field in the Super Bowl, the NFL has spent over $800,000 on the grass to make sure there is no issues with the field. Usher will be performing at halftime. The 8-time Grammy winner will be performing at the Super Bowl for the first time in his career. Although Taylor Swift will be in Tokyo only a couple hours before the game, she has promised Travis Kelce and all of her fans that she will be there to support her boyfriend. That will be it for the Super Bowl rundown. Take it away, Jeffy.
Thanks, Lang. Today in entertainment news, a new Netflix documentary about the creation of one of the most iconic songs of all times, We Are the World. Musicians such as such as Lionel Richie, Bruce Springsteen, Huey Lewis, Dionne Warwick, Cyndi Lauper, and others reflect on their time while filming and recording this song. For those who are unaware, the song and video were created in 1985 to raise money for those starving in Africa. After the almost 47 A-tier performers attended the 1985 American Music Awards, Lionel Richie gathered them into his studio, where producer Quincy Jones famously put a sign outside that said, "Check your ego on the door," indicating that the organizers realized they had one night only to get this right. In other news, Ben Affleck has finally found a way to combine his sad memes with a love of coffee. Now, he's making the most of it in a new Dunkin' Donuts commercial, where he begins by making fun of his irritated-looking audience reactions during the Grammy Awards last year. Affleck is shown seated at the event with wife Jennifer Lopez at the beginning of the commercial, which was the headline, "Boredest Man in the World." Take it away, Aaron.
Down in New Orleans during the Mardi Gras celebrations, the famous king cakes served to the people of New Orleans have been stolen. The thief managed to break into the bakery and steal 7 king cakes, a case of vodka, and a stack of cash. The local police department claimed that the cakes held some value during the celebrations, which resulted in the thief trying to carry as many as he could. The store owner finds out soon after. He responds to the robbery with a funny comment saying, "Our king cakes are just that good." In addition, a veteran from New Hampshire attempted to fake his need for a wheelchair to claim $660,000 from benefits. The 49-year-old Christopher Stoltz claimed that he couldn't use his feet anymore and requested a wheelchair. Mr. Stoltz's neighbors reported that after 20 years of knowing him, he was never suspected of using a wheelchair. A police officer caught Mr. Stoltz in a mall walking on his feet while carrying his wheelchair around. Mr. Stoltz was brought to court at the U.S. District Court and pleaded guilty. The case resulted in a prison term with a maximum amount of 5 years. And now here is Nash with weather.
After torrential and record-breaking rain in California, the rain is finally coming to a halt. The rain destroyed hundreds of people's properties, cars, and other goods. There were 3 fatalities due to trees falling as a cause of the insane rain. Here in Port Washington, we didn't see the sun for multiple days last week. However, we have a lovely week of weather. No rain and an average of 48 degrees per day. Today's weather is just like that, as we have a beautiful 50 degree day outside with minimal winds and a feel of 52 due to the strong sun. Today is the perfect winter day to get outside and shoot some hoops or even play wiffle ball with your friends. As we near Daylight Savings Day on the 10th of March, we are getting more daylight each and every day, as tonight's sunset is not till 5:20 p.m. This weekend will stay just like this week was, with a high of 53 degrees and sunny on Saturday, and 50 degrees and sunny on Sunday. Rain is not in the forecast until Tuesday morning. We thank everybody for tuning in to the WDOT News, and we will catch you guys on the next one.